You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Pacers fans, welcome into the off-season portion of the Locked On Pacers podcast. As always, I am one of your hosts of Locked On Pacers, Tony East with the West Indianapolis Community News. And you might think that because the Pacers season's over, we're done here. Well, we are not. We're going to transition into 3 days a week now in the off-season, but we still have off-season stuff, the draft combine, free agency, player reviews. We got all sorts of stuff to do, so we're not going anywhere. We're still going to be 3 days a week, and it's going to be awesome, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. But to kick it off, we had a fun little exit interview with Nate McMillan and Kevin Pritchard that I want to talk about, and I think that this episode is going to be exclusively focused on that. I was hoping that we could get some of the player exit interview stuff here, but they didn't do media portions for those. They just did it internally, which is interesting, but it is what it is, so nothing there we can do. But how this worked is I unfortunately didn't get to go. Real work obligations did not allow me to make it to the presser myself, so I just went through Twitter during it. I listened to it still, but I didn't get to actually be there. And then I screenshotted tweets of quotes that I thought were important to discuss, so I'll just go one at a time, reading through who said it, what I think it means, and if it's important to keep an eye on. The first thing was Pritchard talking about, also, the way these questions were phrased and the way they were answered kind of makes some of the things seem like they contradict each other. But I think that they were treading their words very lightly on purpose, and the things they say can both be true while meaning different things, if that makes sense. So one of them involves Thad Young. We'll get to it later. But it's very fascinating. So the first one was Pritchard was asked about any changes to the team to get to the next level. He said, "I like this team. I like this team." So that's kind of what I'm talking about actually right off the bat, which is great. He didn't actually say no changes would be made. He said he likes this team. I think we all like this team, which is great. But I think what he's treading on there is saying, they can get better, but I also like this team. He kind of dodged the answer of directly anyway with that with his actual answer. So I think, he expects them to make moves. The question is which direction or what kind of moves they'll be is up for debate. But, again, treading lightly on all of these. And then Pritchard got asked about Thad Young and Corey Joseph, the player option boys. He said, "I like both of those guys. I would love to have them back." And then he talked about how in their exit interviews, they both said they would like to stay in Indy, but still have to make the decisions. So that's pretty much just cookie cutter answers from the guys when asked if they have made their decisions on their player option. Of course, they're gonna do what their agent says and just say, "No, we haven't decided yet." I want to talk about those eventually on here and how those work. But Corey Joseph has till the 19th of June, and Thad has till the 29th to decide. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. But it's fun that he said. Or it's interesting that he said, "I like both of those guys and would like to have them back." I wonder, that could mean he wants to have them back on a cheaper deal. That could mean anything. But cordial things. They're saying the cookie-cutter answers. I think he would like to have Corey Joseph back, if I'm being honest. And I think he would like Thad back, just not at $14 million. So we'll see how that goes throughout the offseason. But again, careful answering from Pritchard. He did a great job with that. Pritchard was next asked about Darren Collison. He said, "Darren Collison had a phenomenal year. I think he's one of the most unheralded players in the league." And I think he talked about in the midseason presser, I believe, right after the trade deadline, how he loved how much Bojan and Darren had exceeded the team's expectations and how they were exactly what they wanted when they signed those guys to the deals that they got. So I think that Darren is going to come back on his deal based off this comment and what he said in the regular season. I agree that he's pretty unheralded. He didn't show up until later in the playoffs, but he was awesome in the regular season, led the league in three-point percentage. Pritchard seems to love him. So I think I think he's kind of he's more on the lock side to stay, but he could be one of the more tradable guys because of his deal and importance position to the league. Pritchard then talked about Al Jefferson, which is an interesting guy, $10 million contract, $4 million guaranteed next year. He said this question was less about if he's going to be on the team next year, and said, Pritchard said Al Jefferson was one of the most important pieces on the team. He knew his role. He knew how to motivate guys. And he was the best mentor he could possibly be. And Al said, quote, "I'm suited for this," to KP in his ex interview. That's from Scott Agnes for that reporting. Awesome stuff from Al, to just slide into that role, no complaints, and be really good at it. He was always very nice at practices when asked about it and all that kind of stuff. So I always appreciate hearing that kind of thing from veterans. And it's really cool to hear that they enjoyed that from Al as well. I think he played his role perfectly. He still found a way to be pretty effective when he got into the games. He a model example for what they want their guys to be at all times. So appreciate that from Al. Appreciate Pritchard showing him the love for that. And I think it's important that they praise those guys and say, you know, hey, if you're a good teammate, you will get the national media praise. Pritchard on Bojan, he said, quote, "If you want a guy who gives it his all after a game, Bojan needs to shower, get dressed, and go to bed. He is exhausted. That's how much he gives." We saw that in game three. This is me talking now, not Pritchard. Saw that in game three this year. You know, took over that game in the second half. I mean, literally won them the game that ended up getting them to a game seven. You know, he was huge in that series, and he kind of studded it up in the last two games. But he won you a game. You can only ask him for so much. Outside of a two-month stretch in the regular season, he was incredible. Seems like Pritchard likes him and Collison a lot, those non-guaranteed deals. So I think he's going to keep those guys around, but we'll see what his strategy truly is when the season comes on. And I'm sure we'll hear more and more rumblings out of camps of players as we get into that. So Nate finally gets some questions up. First one, of course, is about the two centers, the two young centers. I think he nailed the cookie-cutter answer, too, about Miles and Domas. He said, "It's a good thing to have two young centers with potential. They work good together at times, and they're good at backing each other up." So first of all, they did not work well together at all. Minus 5.4 or something like that, points per 100 possessions, is terrible. I think that that's the plan eventually, if I'm being totally honest. And I think the guys between Miles and Turner have... Between Miles and Domas have worked on playing with each other and having complementary skill sets, but until one learns how to guard on the perimeter, it's just never going to really work. So we'll see if that ever could be something that the Pacers turn to. But given some later comments on Thad, we might be headed that direction in Indiana. Who really knows? But Nate said some good answers there, and I think they did do a good job complementing each other in terms of one guy starts and one guy off the bench. They always had power coming into the center position on both ends of the floor. So Nate with a good careful answer there. Nate, more specifically on Miles, he said he needs to continue to work on his body, his strength, and his game. I'm happy with what he's doing and how he's playing. I like that answer, and I agree with it. You know, everyone can tell you from watching one Pacers game, for all the great things Miles Turner does, he does not rebound it particularly well. He's in good positions often, but you know, they send him back and transition a lot, and they you know, they just don't want to give up easy baskets, so he's running instead of getting in rebounding position sometimes. But when he does fight, he loses a lot. Not the best rebounder at all. So Miles, yeah, not gonna be the rebounder next year unless he works on that strength. But I like that Nate addresses these things. You know, that's what this interview's for. The next thing, back to Pritchard talking about the summer and the trade market and yada yada yada. He said the trade market could be better than ever. There's not a lot of teams with cap space, so that could mean two things, but because he was specifically talking about the trade market, I think Nate is talking about bringing in a player and an asset without sending anything away, or something like that. So I think he anticipates having more space than just the you know, 6 to 10 million they could have if they do nothing. I think Pritchard anticipates that he could take on money and an asset in a trade, and I think that this is the time to do it. You can get the most bang for your buck premium if you do something like that at this point, so... good on Pritchard to know the market. I mean, obviously, it's his job, and he should, but he addressed it well. He phrased it appropriately, and I think that's something they're going to try to pursue. McMillan talking about Turner again. He says, "Turner needs to put more focus on the defensive end. There's too much of a focus for him a lot of times on offense." So I think people took this the wrong way. Shocker. But I think people took this the wrong way to say the team was focused too much on him on offense. I don't think that's the case. I think that he meant they focused too much on his offensive development. You know, in games, they weren't feeding him the ball necessarily, but that's not what this is saying. I think he means in practice, you know, they were working on his pick-and-pop jumper too much versus his, you know, sliding on the perimeter or getting out in space or just having pattern recognition. I think that's what Morey went on, is like in practice, they need to focus more on getting a balance there. But the way he said it was not super great. Miles is pretty okay on both ends of the floor, if not way better. So... I think pressuring him like that by saying, you know, the work on the offense needs to happen and or whatever is interesting. Pritchard said something along the lines of, you know, we're happy to have Miles, a guy who can shoot from 20 feet now. I mean, that's what big men do now versus posting up in the past. So Pritchard acknowledged the skill set he has, which is good too. But that was interesting from both of those guys talking about him. It seems like they're kind of indifferent on what the future holds for him. I don't think it means they're going to trade him away. They're just kind of in a wait and see how good he gets mode, which is fascinating. Here's the exact quote on that shoot. So this is McMillan on Turner. He says, he has to continue to work on his body. I'm happy with what he's doing and how he's playing. It's a different position than 5 to 10 years ago. His ability to pick and pop and shoot is just as effective as having a low post center 5 to 10 years ago. I agree with Nate's sentence. I agree with the skill set assessment of Turner. And I agree with the value assessment of the three-pointer from Turner over a post-up. So that's all good that they have the right recognitions there. Hopefully they continue to push Turner to be that kind of player. If he gets the rebounding on defense, that'd be great. McMillan said, quote, he wants Turner to dominate in the paint the way Tristan Thompson did in Game 7 in the future. That's pretty unrealistic. Not at all Turner's play style to be that really quick roll man with really good rebounding hands and all. Turner and Thompson was just incredible in that game at everything. I mean, Turner could get there eventually, but I don't think that's realistic given his base skill set to expect him to move that way. The last thing I wanted to say, Pritchard getting emotional about Nate McMillan. He said, we've been together a long time. We've had our disagreements. He's evolving as a coach, and I am proud to have him as my partner. Careful wording. I think they are, you know, friends at least, and they have a good relationship and all that. But my favorite quote there, we've had our disagreements. And I think a lot of that has to do with rotations and keeping guys in late in games, if I had to guess. I think Pritchard has a way he wants it to go, and McMillan, the experienced guy, has the way he wants it to go. Who you side with is up to you. I'm not going to push a narrative either way there, but I think it's interesting that he addressed that they've had their differences in the exit interview, that's for sure. And I don't know what's in McMillan's future. He only has one more year left on his deal. Not going to read between the lines until I hear any rumblings, but that is what it is. But the exit interview overall was just a lot of cookie cutter answers. We didn't learn a ton about the team's offseason plans or anything like that. So hopefully we learn something else when we see some moves go down or we get some sneak peeks inside what's going on. But the offseason should be fun. When Adam's finals are over, we can both do episodes together. But this is a good time for the announcement. We're doing a Mailbag Friday, so if you're still listening at this point and you have a question, tweet at us at LockedOnPacers. We'll answer your questions on Friday about anything Pacers-related. Thanks for listening to the first offseason edition of the Locked On Pacers podcast. We'll be back Friday to answer more questions. And have a great Wednesday and rest of your week.